Been playing for about 12 years now.
Okay, and you're 15.
Yes.
So pretty much shortly after you came out of the womb, you said, I'm going to start playing golf.
Pretty much.
Did your dad get you started?
He did.
So now you're 15, and obviously you're on the golf team for Benton, I would hope.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Because your dad is the coach, and you know what you're doing out there. And so the other day, you decide to go and do some social distancing at the Benton Country Club. Take me through your day there, because I was thinking that you started off by yourself, right?
Yeah, I started off by myself. I actually thought about not even going out to the course that day.
Whew.
In the beginning. No, it was just kind of a slow day, because it just got done raining, and the course was flooded. Mm-hmm. I was like, why not? And then we got around to hole number 4 to a nicely placed 10 on the left where I could just draw it in and just one hop in.
Just a one hopper right there. How long of a hole is hole number 4?
It was playing about 135.
Okay.
That day.
So on that day, what do you pick up out of your golf bag?
I'm going to hit a little flighted draw with a 9-iron.
You swung that club right there. Was it something like, boy, that's going to be a good shot, or do you think that sucker's in the hole?
Well, at first I thought it was a little long, so I told him to sit down, and then I didn't really see it go in.
Uh-huh.
Because at Benton, the noodles, they're cut below.
Yeah.
Where you can still see, like, the top fourth of the ball.
Okay.
So really, I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I went up there sprinting, and it went in.
You went up running.
Yeah.
Okay, and then since you were playing by yourself, what did you do?
Well, I was lucky. There were some ladies on the third women's tee,
mm-hmm,
that saw it go in. I just got lucky that they were there at the,
okay,
right time, and they saw it go in.
So at that point, you've got a hole in one. You're feeling pretty good. You know you've got to buy drinks in the clubhouse now.
Yeah.
So, and you're 15 years old, so you're feeling pretty good on Monday. And then you get to hole number 7, and by this time you've teamed up with a buddy?
Yes, Colin Miller.
Okay. And is he on the golf team too?
Yeah, he just graduated. He was a senior last year.
And then real quick, are you swinging what kind of clubs have you got?
I've got Titleist drivers or putter, all through the bag.
Okay, and so you're probably hitting the Titleist Pro V1?
Yeah, I play the Pro V1X.
All right. So that's a good ball. It's a good quality set of clubs there, Cy. And you get to number 7, and what club do you pick up?
I've actually got a gap wedge in my hand because the tees were moved up a little bit to closer to the front of the tee box. The pin, nicely placed. It was right in the front left where I could draw a wedge against the wind coming out of the left, and it just ricocheted off the pin, went past it, took 2 hops, had a little bit of spin on it, went in.
You sound so calm, cool, and collected right now, but at that point, getting 2 hole-in-ones in the same round, I would have had a meltdown.
Me and my buddy Colin, we were going crazy after that.
Oh, dude, unbelievable. For 2 hole-in-ones in the same round of golf, did you... Well, no, you can't buy a lottery ticket, can you?
Nope, I cannot.
I would have said, hey, I'm buying the Powerball today. Woo! And so you are going to be a sophomore coming up, or you're going to be a junior?
I'm going to be a sophomore.
Okay. Cy, what's the best round of golf? Let's just take it 18 holes that you've ever had.
It was actually in a tournament this past fall at Union County Country Club, the Anna Invite. I shot 62 there.
Say that again.
It was this past fall.
Uh-huh.
I shot 62 in one of our high school tournaments.
You shot a 62 on an 18-hole course.
Yes.
Si, I'm going to be honest with you here. I am lucky to hit a 62 on a 9-hole course. And here you are doing a 62, which is what, 10, 8 under par? What is that?
It was 9 under there, par 71.
I would like to be associated with you and be a sponsor. I would like... I don't know what I can provide for you because I really can't afford a dozen Titleist Pro V1 X-Out balls or whatever. But I get the reconditioned ones they get out of the lake. You get about $10 for 30 of them. But my goodness, buddy, you are on your way. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what's going to happen this upcoming fall. There's a lot of questions that are up in the air, and I am hoping and praying that fall sports will be able to take place in some way, shape, or form. Have you heard anything about the possibility of not having a golf season next year?
Yeah, there's definitely a possibility, but right now we're just kind of playing it by the day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we have one, obviously I'm going to be real excited, but if we don't, that's just kind of how it is with everything going on.
Cy Norman from up in Benton, buddy. You just have a wonderful day, and we look forward to following your career, my friend. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.